Thanks everybody for coming. I had a few points that I was going to go over, but I think all I'm going to do is say, dilly dilly. County's got all the Bud Light, so contact them. I want to welcome the council members that are here, Wes, Scott, Dan. Thanks for all your help and work on the council. For the city of Buffalo, really appreciate it. We got some department heads: Ben Curvin, Julie, Jason, Lieutenant Nicholas there, Toby, Lee from KC. Thank you very much for all your help and work. Our city crew does a great job. Last year we're operating. This year with two less street employees than we had, one less policeman than we had before because of budget constraints. And so when you see the city crew, please thank them. They do a great job for us. Some capital projects, construction projects we've had the last year, Lobman Street. That project was a little over $1.7 million. Final completion was reached December 5th, and the city is going to retain liquidated damages of almost $185,000 because the job went over that much in construction. It was about a year delayed. We had the project savings on that of about $745,000. That's because of the favorable bid that we got from Simon. So that money stays with the Wyoming Business Council, and that's part of the reason why we got $1 million for a grant for the Tech Park, the industrial park out east of town on TW Road. And county's got a project that's going to start on TW Road. That bid was just let. Simon won that bid as well. It'll be about 2 or 3 weeks before we get the paperwork from the Wyoming Business Council on our Tech Park grant. Then we'll bid that out. Hopefully we'll have some economies of scale for the bidders there, because they're going to be working right there on the road for TW. There'll be an entrance into the Tech Park. Water lines have already been put in the road. The city and county did that together, and so that was done ahead of time, so we don't have to tear anything up after that. We had to put in a new sewer lift station east of town here by Deer Park. SLIP board did not participate in that. That cost to the city was a little over $440,000. That came out of our enterprise funds. We've got a project that's going to be happening this summer. Main Street, water line replacement, tank valve placement. We bid those projects together, and those will start this summer. The engineer's estimates were almost $500,000 on those, if I remember right, and the bid came in at $372,000. So, again, contractors are looking for work, especially up here, so we've been able to take advantage of some, you know, cost savings, you know, for that. We've got another project coming up, building a detention pond up in Dump Draw, which is just west of the golf course. Historically, when we've had those large rainstorms, we've had flooding up from the golf course all the way to Clear Creek. Lots of homes were flooded 2.5 years ago when a big storm hit in June. And this detention pond up there will help slow that water down, so hopefully it'll mitigate some of the damage. We have federal money from FEMA available for that. But our match is about $193,000. We had that through the Wyoming Business Council, but that money went away after a year. Dealing with the federal government is a nightmare. It's a lengthy process, and we lost out on that, those matching funds, you know, for that. We've got, right now, we're in the process of looking at our nuisance ordinance. Going to make some final tweaks to that, and then that'll come before City Council for three readings. Right now, our nuisance ordinance, we have something on the books, but there's not a lot of teeth into it. So if somebody is an offender, we don't have a lot of, you know, area to go after them to make it right. If we send somebody in there or hire somebody to clean it up, taxpayers are paying for that. And that shouldn't be, as far as I'm concerned. If they're not going to take the responsibility, then we need some mechanism to make them pay for that. We're in the process of looking at annexations into the city on Highway 16 East here. First one we're doing, going after, is where the car dealership is now. It's the used to be the old block plant there, and right away still operates out of there, I believe. That's so that we get the sales tax. A lot of these properties along here are on city water and have been for years. Part of their water connectors agreement was that within 1 year they were supposed to apply for annexation into the city. Well, that's never happened. So we're pursuing that so that we can, you know, garner the sales tax that those businesses generate. So as Mr. Kirvin researches all of those, then we'll be contacting the businesses that that applies to. Joco First, got a few projects going on. Interapt is very close to coming, you know, to Buffalo. We're hopeful to get that project finished up this year. Mountain Meadow Wool, we're in negotiations right now with them for a lease or an option to purchase their building out there that they're in. The Plains Drive buildings, there's a smaller building that's out there that we're looking, we'll be putting that on the market for sale. And the tech park's probably the biggest thing. We want to concentrate on that. Because of Weatherby, there are already ancillary businesses that have contacted us here and in this area for coming in to do their business here. There's another huge project that Wyoming Business Council wanted to be an RFP put in for regions. So one of the regions was ours. One of them is Natrona, Casper, Cheyenne, and Evanston. That is 500 to 2,000 jobs that it would bring here. So it is massive. It's more than one company. Obviously, 500 jobs for Buffalo would be a huge impact, let alone 2,000. So we'll see how that all materializes, but that's just part of what Joco First and the economic development arm of that, you know, does. City is looking to do a specific purpose tax to be on the ballot this year. The number one complaint that we get on the City Council is the condition of the roads. With the monetary situation at the state, they've never paid for any roads at all. The exception is Lobin Street. Part of the money that they gave for that went for the concrete on the road. That's the only time I can ever remember that happening. They pay for water and sewer, help with that, but not for the road construction itself. We've identified road priorities, and they are West Fetterman, Burritt to Fort Street, North to Schmidt from Fort Street to Mathers, Burritt Avenue from Fort Street to Angus. Those three projects alone are $6.7 million. It doesn't take very long to spend a lot of money on roads. We're going to ask the voters If they want to approve a specific 1%, 1 cent tax to pay for those. Should be about a 4.5 year sunset on those, and then the tax would go away. This way the public has the option of, you know, letting us take care of what their number one priority is. If they choose not to do that, then we won't hear any more complaints about it. 2018 is an election year. We've got three people on the council that are up. I'm up. My position, Councilman Haskins and Councilman Hart are up for re-election. Two county commissioners are up, Bill Novotny and Linda Greeno. So if you've got any interest in, you know, fabulous lifestyle of serving on that, with the power and the money that goes along with it, you've gotten, you know, from May 17th through June 1st to file for that election. Thank you very much.
Good, thank you.